from Jakarta. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in English program. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia presents news, actual information, as well as entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen to our broadcast via shortwave on 9525 kilohertz. You can listen to our program at www.voinews.id. RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.
Hello, listener. Welcome back to our English program over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. In today's edition, we will bring you first our news, followed by My Indonesia, Today in History, Highlight of the Week, News in Brief, Indonesian Wonder, Miss Lady, and Listener's Mailbag. That was our program summary for today over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. Stand by now for the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headline. Indonesia strongly condemns Israel attacks on Gaza protester. Government offers investors a simplified tax holiday program. The president of Mali admires Indonesia. Now, the news in detail. Indonesia has strongly condemned the attacks by Israeli security forces against Palestinian protesters on the Gaza border that left 16 people dead and hundreds of injured. Indonesian Foreign Minister said in a statement on Saturday, March 31st, that the Indonesian government and people conveyed deepest condolences and solidarity to the Palestinian people demonstrating on the border of Gaza and Israel. Jakarta says that Israel is obliged to protect civilians as stipulated under international human rights law. It calls for a thorough investigation into the disproportionate use of violence by Israel and for its result to be made public. The statement said, Indonesia reiterated that the impacts of violence and atrocities committed by Israeli soldiers will threaten peace efforts in Palestine and the Middle East. Israeli security forces use a drone to fire tear gas toward those along the border. In one of the first uses of the device, a police spokesman said, escorted by AFP. The health ministry in Gaza said, 16 Palestinians were killed by Israeli forces. More than 1,400 were injured, including 758 by live fire, with the remainder injured by rubber bullets and tear gas inhalation. Protesters were demanding that hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees who fled or were expelled during the war surrounding Israel's creation in 1948 be allowed to return. The demonstration is planned to last 6 weeks until the inauguration of the new U.S. Embassy in Jerusalem around May 14. The first phase of the Garuda Indonesia Travel Fair GATF 2018 will be held at the Jakarta Convention Center GCC in Senayan, South Jakarta from April 6 to 8. This year's GATF is seeking to target 80,000 travel enthusiasts compared to last year's second phase that attracted over 60,000 visitors. Nina Sulistiyawati, Garuda Indonesia's Director of Marketing and IT, recently said in Jakarta that the company can prepare prepaid baggage for passengers that and they can also choose preferable seats. There will be happy hours in the morning as well as the evening, best deals up to 50% and regular discount. Garuda Miles member will also receive discount of up to 50%. Nina added the airline provided 3 million seats for GATF. Moreover, travel agents, hotels, and traveling equipment companies are set to join the event. GATF supports the government's 10 priority destinations and other domestic as well as international destinations. Indonesia will unveil a simplified scheme for tax holidays next week, and the state of oil company Pertamina should be among the first to benefit. Boosting investment is a priority for Indonesian President Joko Widodo as household consumption, the main engine of growth for Southeast Asia's larger economy, has remained sluggish in recent years. Under different programs, Indonesia has offered tax holidays since 2011, but the approval process has been complicated and only a few companies have obtained them. Suha Hasil Nazara, head of the Ministry Fiscal Policy Office, told reporters recently in Jakarta that under the revised rules due to be signed next week by the finance minister, a company can apply for income tax relief when it requests investment permits. He said the rules are also simplified so that the investment size will determine the number of years of which a company can get tax discount. An investment of 500 billion rupiah, or approximately $36.34 million to 1 trillion rupiah, will make a company eligible for 5 years holiday for corporate tax, Nazara said. The maximum holiday will be 20 years, given to those investing more than 30 trillion rupiah. Current tax holiday rules offer a 10% to 100% income tax reduction for firms in pioneering industries for a maximum 15 years, though the minister can give an additional 5 years. Pioneering industries are defined as those that, among other things, create added value and introduce technology. Among such industries are maritime transport, telecommunications, and processing of metals and agricultural products. At present, a company can only apply for the tax break after obtaining an in-principle investment permit. It was not clear whether companies in industries currently eligible for tax holidays will remain so under the new scheme. Nazara said Pertamina has applied for a tax holiday for a refinery it is planning to upgrade with Saudi Aramco. Indonesia's active role and strong leadership in international forums received recognition from the President of Mali, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. This is evidenced by the unilateral support by the government of Mali to the nominations of Indonesia as a non-permanent member of the UN Security Council for the period 2019-2020. The President of Mali stated it after the ceremony of handover of credential letters from the Indonesian ambassador in Dakar, Mansour Pangeran, at the Presidential Palace of Mali Tuesday, March 27th. The embassy social cultural affairs officer in Dakar, Dimas Prihadi, in a statement on Saturday, March 31st, said President Keita appreciated Indonesia's active contribution to the UN peacekeeping operation in Mali that has made a positive progress towards the peace process in Mali. Indonesia, which is one of the biggest contributors to peacekeeping operations in the world during the 2015-2016 period, has deployed 146 peacekeepers in the UN peacekeeping operation. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs Cahyokumolo appreciated the readiness of South Sumatra to become the host of 2018 Asian Games. As quoted by Antara News Agency, Minister Cahyokumolo at Sriwijaya University Bukit Besar Palembang, South Sumatra on Saturday, March 31st, said that South Sumatra's readiness to organize an international sporting event in August is remarkable and is expected to succeed. Moreover, he said the international event does not belong to Southern Sumatra and Jakarta only, but also the Indonesian nation. Meanwhile, South Sumatra Governor Alex Nurdin said he was proud because together with Jakarta, the region will be hosting the 18th Asian Games. Palembang has been indirectly promoted since 2 years ago until now to Asian Games participating countries. He said there are several conditions to host the Asian Games, especially the regional conduciveness. Indonesia's state-owned energy giant Pertamina and the Balikpapan Disaster Mitigation Agency BPBD have clarified that the fire at an oil spill off the coast of Balikpapan, East Kalimantan, which left 2 people dead, was not caused by cleaning activities as reported on Saturday, March 31st. Pertamina's external communication manager Arya Dwi Paramita said on Saturday in Jakarta that the company is still investigating the cause of the fire. There has been an allegation that the company ordered the burning of the oil spill, which is not true. Balikpapan BPBD apologized for making the suggestion, acknowledging it was not correct. He said the agency is sorry to report the information that Pertamina ordered the burning of the oil spill is not true. BPBD apologized for the trouble and lack of communication. At least 2 people, believed to be fishermen, were caught in the blaze and are reported to have died. They were taken to Kanu Joso Hospital, Balikpapan. The fire was detected at 11 a.m. local time and by noon had been extinguished by local authorities. The vessel from which the oil spill has been identified as the MV Ever Judger 2, a coal transporter that got stuck near the fire. The 20 crew on board have been evacuated to Pertamina Hospital Balikpapan. Arya of Pertamina said the company's facilities nearby, including its pipes and refineries, were unaffected by the fire, stressing that there was no disruption to fuel distribution to the surrounding area. The last item. Thousands Catholics in Timika, Mimika, Papua celebrated Easter's Eve with a Holy Saturday Mass at the Three Kings Catholic Cathedral Saturday, March 31st. As reported by Antara News Agency, Holy Saturdays or Easter Eve celebration is part of the Easter week celebrated by Catholics around the world. This Holy Week begins with Palm Sunday, White Thursday, Good Friday, Holy Saturday and Easter Sunday. Pastor Willem Sinawil PR presided over the mass celebrations with thousands of people through 4 liturgical sections. Listener, that was the news of our RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service with regular segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia must enter the top 6. The Asian Games 2018 is less than 150 days away. Preparation as the host has been done maximally by Indonesia. Not only to be the good host, Indonesia should also be able to achieve good position in the medal tally. In the Asian Games 2018 in Jakarta, Indonesia should not only enter the top 10 in the Asian Games, but also must be able to achieve the top 6 position, which in the 2014 Asian Games was filled by Thailand. Related to this, Professor of Sports Science James Tangkudung in Jakarta on Monday said the confidence to host the 2018 of Asian Games should serve as a momentum of Indonesia's sporting achievements revival. He said the resurrection would be significant if Indonesia, as a big country and has become a Southeast Asian sports giant, capable of displacing Thailand's dominance in the 2018 Asian Games. He is optimistic it can be realized if the preparation is intensified from now on. Professor James Tangkudung revealed that Thailand at the Asian Games 4 years ago in Incheon, South Korea, was ranked as the top six with 47 medals consisting of 12 gold, 7 silver, and 28 bronze, while Indonesia was 17th with 4 gold, 5 silver, and 11 bronze. Based on that data, Indonesia can actually enter the top 6 with only 12 gold, he added, but he saw an opportunity Indonesia could be more than 12 gold. The former Deputy Minister of Youth Sports stated that the preparation have been made so far. It is time for all coaches to focus on the sports that have the potential to gain gold, while other branches that could potentially be medalized to be gold in the Asian Games that will be held starting August 18, 2018 for 1 week, according to Professor James Tangkudung, Indonesia potential each won 2 gold in badminton, pencaksilat, and wushu, while weightlifting, archery, jet skiing, and rock climbing are each predicted to win 1 gold. The next 2 or 3 golds are expected to be achieved in the all branch and cycling, which is 1 to 2 gold per branch, according to him. The data of Indonesian athletes, development of Asian achievement, and mapping of the Asian Games in the past, 12 gold is very likely to be realized. On that occasion, Professor James Tangkudung, who is former member of the Indonesian National Sports Committee, also stated the need to boost the spirit of athletes by increasing their bonuses. According to him, it is the motivator of athletes to excel other than things like actualization, pride, and also nationalism. Bonus is part of basic needs, and the government with trillions of funds for the Asian Games should set aside funds around, say, 60 billion rupiahs for gold winners and coaches. Professor James Tangkudung also encouraged the public to participate in the fundraising for the Asian Games winning athletes. Well, that was my Indonesia today.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll start with April 1st, 1929. Milan Kundera is born. Milan Kundera, who was born on April 1st, 1929 in Brno, Czechoslovakia, is the most famous surviving Czech Republic novelist. Born in Czechs, he lived in exile in France since 1975 and was naturalized in 1981. He sees himself as a French writer and requests that his work be studied as French literature and classified as such bookstore. Kundera's most famous work is The Unbearable Lightness of Being. His books were forbidden by the communists in Czechoslovakia until the fall of the regime in the Velvet Revolution in 1989. Kundera lived almost entirely in mystery. He rarely talks in front of the media. He has many times become a candidate for Nobel Prize in Literature. Over now to April 1st, 1941, the Fontana Alba Massacre. The massacre at Fontana Alba took place on April 1, 1941, in northern Bukovina. Hundreds or thousands of civilians were allegedly killed as they attempted to cross the border from the Soviet Union to Romania near the village of Fontana Alba, now in Chernivtsi Oblast, Ukraine. They were greeted with open fire by Soviet border army. Although, according to some data, no more than 48 civilians were killed, local witnesses said the toll was much higher. Other survivors were allegedly taken away for torture and murder at the hands of NKVD, the Soviet secret police. I'll end today in history with April 1st, 2001. Same-sex marriage is adopted in the Netherlands. In the Netherlands, same-sex marriage has been ratified since April 1st, 2001. The Netherlands is the first country in the world to adopt same-sex marriage. In the early to mid-1980s, a group of human rights activists requested the Dutch government to allow same-sex marriage. Parliament decided in 1995 to establish a special commission, which was tasked to investigate the possibility of legalizing same-sex marriage. At that moment, the Christian Democratic Party did not participate in the government coalition for the first time since the full implementation of democracy in the Netherlands. The Special Commission completed its work in 1997 and stated that civil marriages should be allowed for same-sex couples. Well, that was Today in History from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih.
Highlight of the Week presents Issues of the Week.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with this week's spotlight, which today is on Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi representing ASEAN conveyed opinion on the UN Security Council. Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno LP Marsudi, representing ASEAN or the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, expressed opinion in United Nations Security Council open debate entitled Collective Action to Improve UN Peacekeeping Operations. This was reported in a press release at the United Nations headquarters in New York, United States on Wednesday, March the 28th. As ASEAN coordinator for the UN Security Council, Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi delivered a speech on behalf of ASEAN and Indonesia. For the first time, ASEAN, as a regional organization, expressed an opinion before the UN Security Council. The foreign minister was given the opportunity to be the first speaker after 15 UN Security Council members spoke. There are several main things that Minister Retno Marsudi conveyed in her speech representing ASEAN. One of them is the importance of UN Security Council reform that should be aimed at improving the performance and capacity and the process of decision-making in the field. In addition, Retno Marsudi stressed that funding resources of UN peacekeeping and security operation should be adequate. Furthermore, she also stressed that the security and safety of peacekeepers is the joint responsibility of the United Nations member states, so it should always be the concern of all UN members. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi stressed the importance of women's involvement in peace mission by increasing the number of female personnel in UN security forces. This has become one of the issues of concern to Indonesia related to UN peacekeeping forces. According to Retno Marsudi, in the UN peacekeeping mission, women are easier to win the hearts and minds of local people and more effectively in protecting civilians from sexual exploitation and violence. The open debate was organized under Dutch chairmanship at the UN Security Council. The UN Security Council routinely rotates leadership, and starting this March, it is carried out by the Dutch. The meeting was chaired by Dutch Prime Minister Mark Rutte and UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres as the exposer. A total of 13 ministerial-level officials and 69 UN member states participated in the open debate. The theme of open debate carried by the Dutch is motivated by the increasing number of UN security personnel who are victim in various attacks and threats of security to the UN mission. It is recorded that there were 57 casualties during 2017 alone, the largest number in two decades. In addition, the open debate also tried to discuss the political process for conflict resolution at UN peacekeeping missions. Well, that was this week's spotlight over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Justin Brief. Indonesia has strongly condemned the attacks by Israeli security forces against Palestinian protesters on Gaza border that left 16 people dead and hundreds injured. The first phase of the Garuda Indonesia Travel Fair GATF 2018 will be held at the Jakarta Convention Center GCC in Senayan, South Jakarta from April 6 to 8. Indonesia will unveil a simplified scheme for tax holiday next week, and the state oil company Pertamina should be among the first to benefit. Indonesia's active role and strong leadership in international forums received recognition from the President of Mali, Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. Indonesian Minister of Home Affairs, Cahyo Kumolo, appreciated the readiness of South Sumatra to become the host of 2018 Asian Games. Indonesian state-owned energy giant Pertamina and the Balikpapan Disaster Mitigation Agency, BPBD, have clarified that the fire at an oil spill off the coast of Balikpapan is Kalimantan, which left two people dead, was not caused by cleaning activities, as reported on Saturday, March 31st. The last item, thousands of Catholic in Timika, Mimika, Papua, celebrated Easter's Eve with a Holy Saturday Mass at the Three Kings Catholic Cathedral, Saturday, March 31st. Listener, that was News in Brief of our RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. I'm Dee Nugraha. Thank you for listening.
Broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz, you can also listen to audio streaming www.voi.co.id. Listener, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello there, this is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder. Today, I will introduce Boy, a snake cake from Aceh. So stay tuned in to RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. In addition to shortwave, you can also listen to this program via www.voinews.co.id. When you visit Aceh and are tired after exploring the beautiful tourist attraction in the area, it is time to enjoy a typical Aceh snack known as boy. It is Aceh Besar special food that is widely known by the people of Aceh. Its shape varies greatly, such as fish, stars, flowers, and other forms. In the Aceh language, boy means sponge cake. Sometimes it is called boy engkot, which means sponge fish. But despite its name, the material is not from fish but just flour, sugar, and eggs. The traditional Acehnese sponge cake that has a savory taste is usually eaten while drinking tea or Aceh coffee, which is also famous. Therefore, boy and Aceh coffee are very popular souvenir from Aceh. According to one typical Aceh souvenir seller, there is a difference between boy produced in Aceh Besar and Aceh Utara. Boy from Aceh Besar has a soft texture on the outside and inside, while boy produced in North Aceh or Aceh Utara has a slightly crisp texture on the outside but soft on the inside. The soft texture makes boy cakes delicious to be taken with a cup of coffee or warm tea. Usually, it is dipped in the coffee or warm tea. Boy sponge cake is a common present when someone visits relatives or neighbors who hold a celebration or party. It is also used as part of a gift presented by the groom for the bride at the wedding ceremony. In general, the entire texture of this kind of cake's surface is soft, but boy's cake is not because it is baked with a special mold until the outside texture is crispy, but inside it remains soft. If you want to find this unique sponge cake, you can go to a traditional market or specialty stores that sell Acehnese special cakes, such as in the Aceh market, Setui market, and shops lined the streets of Lampisang, Lok Nga, and Aceh Besar. Boy cake is known as a snack with minimal raw materials because to make it only requires wet flour, eggs, and sugar with a ratio of 1:1:1. Uniquely, do not using preservatives, this boy cake can last for months. because the sugar content that serve as a sweetener also as preservatives. Other advantage of this boy cake is that it doesn't use any artificial coloring. If you want to try to make this boy cake yourself, you can try it at home because it is not too difficult. First, the eggs are battered until fluffy, then added sugar and flour until it becomes pastry. It is then baked in a mold made of brass. Usually, the people of Aceh make their own boy cake at time when there are big events and big days such as weddings, Idul Fitri and Idul Adha celebration. Although the ingredients are simple, yet not everyone can make it because it takes patience and perseverance. Well, that was today's edition of Indonesian Wonder introducing boy cake from Aceh. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia, Jakarta.
Thank you for still being with us in Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. If you have any suggestion or criticism, please drop us a line to Voice of Indonesia or to our email address english@voi.co.id or to voi.english@gmail.com. Listener now, let's listen to Miscellany.
Miscellany. Miscellany on Indonesia. A segment featuring various actual information.
Hello there, welcome back to Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition is on the National Easter Torch Parade 2018. Stay tuned in to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia on 95.5 kHz or at www.voinews.id. Easter is the greatest and oldest celebration in Christianity to remember the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. This year, Easter is celebrated on March the 13th in 2018. In Indonesia, the National Easter celebration was centered in Lake Toba, North Sumatra. Therefore, the National Easter Committee, in cooperation with the Regional Easter Committee and the local government, organized the National Easter Torch Motorcade, which passed three islands, namely Sulawesi, Jawa, and Sumatra Islands. This was announced by the National Easter Committee during a meeting with Minister of Religious Affairs, Lukman Hakim Saifuddin, at the Ministry Office. On March the 23rd, 2018, a delegation of the National Easter Torch Motorcade crossed the territory of Poso District in Central Sulawesi. The torch was symbolically handed over by Chairman of the National Easter Celebration, Reverend Separt Supit, to Poso Region Darmin Sigilipu at the Region's Office Yard. In his speech, Reverend Separt said the celebration of Easter 2018 brings the theme of great works. The Easter Torch group has already crossed several areas such as Tondano, Tomohon, Amurang, Gorontalo, and many others. According to him, from Tentena in Poso District, the next stop of the Easter Torch is Tanah Toraja and Makassar City in South Sulawesi and other areas, and it will end in the peak event in Lake Toba, North Sumatra on April the 28th. Reverend Separt said Poso was chosen as one of the points in the Easter Torch route to affirm the security situation in Poso. According to the organizers, the peak of the National Easter Celebration of 2018 will be held in Lake Toba, North Sumatra. To commemorate the National Easter and Celebration this year, the committee began by conducting the National Easter Torch Motorcade starting from Lake Tondano in North Sulawesi to Lake Toba in North Sumatra. It is expected that the Easter Torch Motorcade will last for 40 days and pass through 26 cities from March the 19th to April the 25th. It is expected to symbolize the unity of the church in radiating the light of love, peace, and harmony. The theme of the National Easter Torch Motorcade are love, peace, and harmony. That was the end of Miscellany over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
We'll meet again tomorrow with another Miscellany on Indonesia.
Listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we will also play some Indonesian music. Well, we would like to thank you, our dear listeners, wherever you are, who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Mahesh Jain in India. In his email, he was complained because he could not hear our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Mahesh Jain. Thank you for your attention on our broadcast. To answer your question, Voice of Indonesia still broadcasts our programs every day, but actually we have changed our website to be www.voinews.id, www.voinews.id, and if you want to send your email, you can send to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. We are really sorry for your inconvenience. Hopefully now you can enjoy our broadcast as before. Thank you, special for you, Mr. Mahesh Jain. We will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Thank you. now we will replay an email from Deba Kamal Hazarika, also in India. He was listening to our broadcast through shortwave on frequency 9525 kHz at 13:30 hours UTC on February 13, 2018. And the symbol was 44444. Hello, Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika. Thank you for monitoring our broadcast, where you are very interested in our segment Indonesian Wonder. Someday, if you have opportunity to visit Indonesia, especially Bogor Regency, West Java, you can taste tauge goreng, an Indonesian delicious and typical food. Besides tauge goreng, Bogor has so many delicious typical foods and tourism objects, such as Bogor Botanical Gardens. The Bogor Botanical Gardens, or in Indonesian means Kebun Raya Bogor, is a botanical garden located in Bogor, Indonesia, 60 km south of Jakarta. The gardens are located in the city center and adjoin in the Presidential Palace compound of Istana Bogor. The geographical position of Bogor means it rains almost daily, even in the dry season. This makes the garden an advantageous location for the cultivation of tropical plants. So Mr. Deba Kamal Hazarika, set your time for holiday in Indonesia, especially in Bogor, which has fresh air. And special for you and our other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Hitam putih kehidupan. Oh, don't you know, don't you know. mimpi dan harapan, memanggil untuk mengejar, menjadi sang pemenang.
You are still listening to listeners' mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to replay an email from Dawood Jabbar Khail in Pakistan. We received his email on February 8, 2018. Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail sent his email through voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Hello, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail. Thank you for your compliment on our broadcast. As listeners' satisfaction, currently, Voice of Indonesia broadcasts in 9 languages, namely Indonesian, English, French, Mandarin, Arabic, German, Japanese, Spanish, and Dutch. You can find out our program schedule on www.voinews.id. www.voinews.id. Well, Mr. Dawood Jabbar Khail, please keep listening to our broadcast and sending your report. For your listener, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song. listener, before we end our listener's mailbag, we want to replay a letter from Jay Adolf in Leipzig, Germany. He sent his letter to English section of VOI on December 17, 2017. In his letter, he reported that he was listening to a broadcast through shortwave on frequency of 9525 kHz on December 10, 2017 at 13 to 14 hours UTC with the SIMPO 24322. Hello, Mr. Adolf. Thank you for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. Although you told that our broadcast was difficult to hear, but we are really appreciate because you can report our broadcast in detail. Thank you very much. And as your request, we will send our KSL card to your address immediately. So, Mr. Adolf, keep listening to our broadcast and please do not forget to send your reception report. Thank you. Well, listener, actually, we have received many emails, but unfortunately, we have to sign off now. Thank you for always listening to Voice of Indonesia and visit our Facebook fan page. We also appreciate your reception reports on our broadcast. Please send your letters to Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. I'll repeat again, Voice of Indonesia English Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, 10110, Indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id, voi@voinews.id. Don't forget to visit and like our fan pages on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia and The Voice of Indonesia. Or follow our Twitter at VOI Indonesia. You can also join our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. Well, listener, to conclude our segment, we will play another Indonesian beautiful song. I'm Alika. Thank you for listening, and we will meet again next week in Listener's Mailbag.
Thank you for listening to English program from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Stay tuned on 9525 kHz. You can also tune at voinews.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, RRI Building, 4th Floor, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta. PO Box 1157, Jakarta 10110, Indonesia. You can also join us on Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter at VOI Indonesia. Our Instagram, voice_of_Indonesia. RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia. Informing, connecting, dignifying.